الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. Honorable brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once visited Jannatul Baqi', the graveyard of Madinah Munawwara, Baqi'ul Gharqad, which is known as Jannatul Baqi'. He made dua for those who were buried in Baqi', and after making dua for them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَدِدْتُ أَنَّا قَدْ رَأَيْنَا إِخْوَانَنَا. He expressed a desire. He said, how I wish I could have seen my brothers. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in who were present there, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكُمْ, aren't we your brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي, you are my companions. وَإِخْوَانِي الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بَعْدُ, my brothers are those who have not as yet come into the world. Who are those people? You and I. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed that burning desire. The word waditu in Arabic from wuddun. A very burning desire a person has. A serious desire. How I wish I could have seen my brothers. This is the muhabbah, the love our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for you and I. Sahaba then asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will you make out your brothers then on the day of Qiyamah? He said, by the effects of the wudu. When they make wudu, the effects of the wudu on their faces, on their limbs, on their forehead, and on their hands and their feet, just like how you have black horses, but amongst them there is one horse which is black, but it has some whiteness on his forehead, whiteness on the feet, very easily the owner can detect his particular horse. Like that, I will be able to detect my ummat, who I did not see in my lifetime. So my respected brothers and elders, again, the muhabbat Rasulullah SAW had for you and I is tremendous. That is why Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned when Rasulullah SAW told the Sahaba, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be on the day of Qiyamah with that person who he loved very dearly. There are various narrations of a Bedouin who came and he asked Rasulullah SAW this question. The person loved some people, but he did not meet them. So what will be his position? Rasulullah said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. The day of Qiyamah, you will be with those people you loved. Anas radiallahu anhu says, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا فَرَحًا أَشَدَّ. We were not more excited in our life بعد الإسلام, after accepting Islam, then that particular day when Rasulullah mentioned that you will be on the day of Qiyamah with who you love, because we loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we had this desire to be with him, or we had this worry that perhaps we may not be with him on the day of Qiyamah, and now that Rasulullah has consoled us that a person will be on the day of Qiyamah with who he loved in this world, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that brought tears of joy to us. Sahaba had genuine muhabbah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thuban radiallahu ta'ala incident, and all these incidents we have heard, So many times. Brothers, talks on seerah and different aspects of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lessons that we derive from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not just once a year or now and then occasion. Every single day we should have the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us. What is the meaning of seerah? What is the meaning of biography? What is the meaning of tariqah? The lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu, the pattern in which Rasulullah led his life. Absolutely marvelous. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely perfect. You can never find a single flaw in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his sunnah, the manner in which he partook of his meals, the manner in which he washed his hands, the manner in which he made wudu and ablution, the manner in which he made ghusl, the manner in which he dealt with his wives, his children, his family members, his neighbors, his friends, his companions, the believers, the disbelievers, the manner in which he made deals, the manner in which he did business transactions, his akhlaq, his character, that Allah praised him in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on a very high character, exalted character. So books on seerah are not just for us to just read through. Bayans on seerah is not just on a certain occasion listening to a bayan on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the sunnah. But we have to make some firm, genuine intentions. Then we will be benefiting from these talks. Firstly, myself. I will make a firm intention. And I make this plea to you also. Make genuine intentions, Ya Allah. I wish to bring the sunnah way of life into my life. If there is some weakness in my outward, then Allah, you cover my faults, but you help me now to bring the sunnah, the outward life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into my life. And not only the outward, but the inward also. His pure heart, the love he had for mankind, the mercy he had, how he showed the ummah not to become angry, to drink over anger, to be tolerant, not to have pride, enmity, malice. يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل وذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. It's not an easy thing to do. O youngster, O Anas, my beloved son, if you can rise in the morning and the evening in the condition that you have no malice in your heart for any person, then do so. Because that is my sunnah. And whoever loves my sunnah loves me. Whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Who doesn't want the end result? To be in the company of Rasulullah SAW in Jannah. But a person has to bring the sunnah in his life. And amongst the sunnah that Rasulullah chose to highlight in this particular hadith, to have a clean heart. It's a difficult one. In the morning when we rise, last night somebody hurt my feelings. Yesterday somebody did this to me, did that to me. So we wake up in the morning with that anger, resentment in our heart. Now we have to actually wash it out. Then we have sunnah in our lives. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayat that when we read biographies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah, we hear talks, that firm intention must be that this akmal, ajmal, ashal tariqah, to the best of my ability, I need to follow this. And we've heard the verse many times, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If we claim that we love Allah, what is the sign, what is the alama? That we have to follow, make ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ittiba' means in every aspect of our life. Our nikah, our walima, our functions, our masjid, our salat, our tahajjud, nawafil, sadaqah, zakat, umrah, hajj, our transactions, our muamalat, our akhlaq, mu'asharat, everything has to be in accordance to Rasulullah's life. Then Allah will forgive our sins and Allah will love us. So the thamara, the effects, the fruit of making ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be what? Allah will forgive our sins and Allah ta'ala will love us. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Every ummati of mine will enter Jannah besides the one who refuses to enter Jannah. Imagine the doors of Jannah wide open. You are right there, but you refuse to enter Jannah. Kira man ya Rasulullah. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by Sahaba, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is that person who refuses to enter Jannah? He says, man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah, wa man asani faqad aba. The one who makes my ita'at, he follows me, he'll enter Jannah. The one who disobeys me, then he is refusing to enter paradise. The one who disobeys me. We are doing khilaf of the sunnah. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Serious warnings have been given in the Quran for that person who lives a life or does things contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah. He must await trials and tribulations. He must await a painful punishment in the hereafter. Respected brothers and elders, therefore again, the humble plea, the request is for myself, for all of us, our mothers, sisters at home, let us now make firm promises to Allah Ta'ala, to the best of our ability, that we must bring the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW completely in our life. Our life has to be in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The word manna in Arabic means, and Allah has been extremely kind to you. Allah has favored you. Allah ne ihsan kiya hai tum par. How? إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah has sent a Rasul, referring to Rasulullah SAW, amongst us. If Allah did not send Rasulullah SAW to us, then how would we have followed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah SAW's wujud and existence in this ummah was a ba'ith of rahmat for us. إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَاد. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Nabi Kareem SAW says, I am a source of blessing and mercy for you. Muhdatun, I am a gift from Allah to you. A gift from Allah. Muhdat, I'm a hadiyah for you. How are we looking after that hadiyah? Do we treat that hadiyah as precious? What type of love do we have for Rasulullah SAW? How would we know? When we are faced with the challenge, love for something of this dunya, some pleasure, some entertainment, some haram, and the other side you got the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you has iman until I become more beloved to him than his own parents, his own children, and the entire mankind. Until this does not happen, our iman is not perfect. If the love for your wife is more than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the love for your husband is more than that of your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the love for your children or any friend or relative is more in your heart than the love you have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then unfortunately your iman is not perfect, not complete. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in did not just express a verbal محبة for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They physically showed their muhabba. Talha radiallahu ta'ala, battle of Uhud is taking place and arrows are being shot towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak body. And Talha radiallahu ta'ala actually goes in front of Rasulullah to shield him. And he puts his hand out each time an arrow is shot towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saving the body, the jasad Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To such an extent, ulama have mentioned that his hands became paralyzed, shallah. Why? The amount of wound he sustained. Rasulullah said, اوجب طلحہ، اوجب طلحہ، طلحہ نے جنت کو اپنے آپ پر واجب کر دیا. طلحہ has made جنت واجب upon him. اليوم يوم طلحہ. He said the day of احد. Oh, that's طلحہ's day. Thuban radiallahu ta'ala comes to Rasulullah said, Ya Rasulullah, in the dunya we are with you, we are so happy. Tomorrow in the akhirat, we do not know where we are going to be. You guarantee Jannah. How are we going to see you? And even if we get Jannah, your rank under the arsh of Allah, where will we be in Jannah? Rasulullah remained silent. He would not speak until wahi would come. And Allah sent the verses, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ Whoever obeys Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا If you obey Allah, you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will be with the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. You will be with the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the martyrs, and the Salihin, the pious. Meaning, if you obey me, then you will be with me on the day of Qiyamah. And you will be with me in Jannah. One Sahabi is in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's enjoying the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he leaves, he goes home, and he's restless. Why? Because he is missing the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he comes back, knocks on the door, makes salam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I just want to see the beautiful countenance once more. Your shining face. And that gave him itminan. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala is watching the 14 full moon. I think Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala, seeing the 14 full moon, the brilliance of the moon, we see the 14 full moon, how beautiful it looks. And suddenly his eyes fall on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that caught his attention. Now he is debating. He's looking at the 14 full moon, how beautiful it is. He looks at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Looks again, and he comes to the firm conclusion that there is no doubt that the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the brilliance of his face outshines the brilliance of the 14 full moon. That is why Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha used to say, if only the friends of Zulaykha saw my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's handsomeness and beauty, they would not just cut his fingers, but they would cut their hearts open. In one narration, it's a weak narration, is mentioned that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, one night she was looking for her needle. It was darkness. And she is searching for her needle. At the moment Rasulullah SAW enters the home, the entire room becomes so bright and she finds her needle. And that is why she would say, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsun. We have a sun and the people, the world has a sun, but our sun, referring to Rasulullah SAW, S-U-N, sun, shams, is better than the sun of this world. Why? The sun of this world sets in the evening. My sun rises in the night. My respected brothers and elders, Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu is on the ground. It's a lengthy incident. Ghazwatul Raji', Sahaba had gone, Rasulullah had dispatched a batch of Sahaba, and they were betrayed by the enemy. So they come down thinking that these people have given them amnesty. So they get Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu on the ground. And they're persecuting him. And somebody then remarks, Zayd, wouldn't it be better that you would be peaceful at home and safe and sound and Muhammad in your place? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I cannot even tolerate a thorn, a tiny little thorn pricking the body of my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you're talking about him being in my place? Abu Sufyan remarked that I have never seen any group of people, any person loving any person like how the ashab of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa love him. I've never seen anybody like how the companions of Rasulullah, the love they had. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi has climbed a tree and is sitting, and the news of Rasulullah's demise comes to him. What a dua he makes. Wallah, the best person in the world upon whom my eyes used to go on to was that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that he has left this world, Ya Allah, take away my sight. He becomes blind. Of course, that dua is not for us. But the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that uske baad kisko dekhna hai? Who could I look at? They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Karim made hijrat from Makkah to Medina, it's a long incident when we have heard of it many times. And Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu alayhi wa sallam living, or Rasulullah is living in his house. He had a double-story house, so Rasulullah is residing downstairs, and Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife are upstairs. The entire night they did not sleep. Why? How could we be above Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it not disrespectful? They went to one corner of the room. And as they were using a jug of water, suddenly it fell, and now it was going to trickle down the roof, the wooden roof they had. So they took their one sheet they had, which they were using as a covering that night to sleep, to damp all the water so that it does not fall upon Rasulullah. This is the love they had. When food would be given by them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would leave some morsels and he would give it back to them so they could also eat, and they would look for the effects of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak hands, and they would also pass their fingers exactly where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on the plate. To that extent. Sawad bin Ghaziyah radiallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar. Battle of Badr is taking place. Rasulullah puts the Sahaba in line. This is very important. Our safs to be straight in the battlefield and the safs to be straight in Salah. And therefore Rasulullah would say, Istawu wa'tadiru wa'tarasu. Leave no gap, stand shoulder to shoulder. So even in the battlefield, the saf is straight. Ka'annahum bunyanun marsus. Even in Salah. So he is putting them, the Sahaba, straight in line. When he had a little piece of stick, he had a stick, so he just prodded Sawad bin Ghaziyah radiallahu ta'ala, because he was out of line, to put him in line. Sawad bin Ghaziyah radiallahu ta'ala, immediately, Ya Rasulullah, aqidni. You hurt me, uja'tani, you hurt me, I want to take revenge. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is present, Umar radiallahu ta'ala is present, Sahaba present, what is Sawad bin Ghaziyah up to? Rasulullah said, no problem, come take revenge. He said, no. My garment, I have got no upper garment. He just had a lower garment. Sahaba were poor. He just had a lower garment covering his satr and his lower part of his body. The upper, his chest was bare. So his chest is bare and Rasulullah had touched him from the back. So Rasulullah lifts up his garment. Come Sawad. Sawad goes running forward. Imagine Sahaba looking, what is Sawad up to? He goes and he embraces Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kisses the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sawad, what's the matter? He said, I feel I'm going to become shaheed just now. It was my desire that my skin must touch your skin. That must be the last thing before I leave this world. Leave the Sahaba. There are so many incidents. Ulama have written many incidents of the love the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've heard many times Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Kareem sent him to Yemen, and Rasulullah tells him, Ya Mu'adh, asa an la talqani ba'da ammi hadha, wa la'allaka an tamurra bi masjidi wa qabri, O Mu'adh, this perhaps is our last meeting. Now you're not going to see me again. You'll come back sometime later on, and you will pass my masjid and my qabr. Mu'adh radiallahu began to cry. They could not tolerate not seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. So I said, leave the Sahaba's love, the love the human beings had. Even the trees, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, we were going past some area, some place with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every tree we went past made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to deliver a khutbah, and there was a tree upon which he should recline when he should get tired. As more and more people came to Madinah Munawwara, and the majma, the crowd became, the congregation became more, it was difficult for the Sahaba in the back to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also Rasulullah sallallahu would become tired sometimes. Therefore, they built a mimbar for him. So a new mimbar is built, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the day of Jumu'ah. So he passes by the street trunk, which he would normally stand and recline upon, and he climbed the mimbar. The moment this happened, this tree began to sob profusely. It is mentioned in the kitab, it began to sob like a baby, began to shriek and scream so much. Imagine, sound from the tree, crying from a tree, that Sahaba began to cry. Now imagine the whole masjid is crying. And Rasulullah understands why. He descends, he goes forward, he addresses the tree, that what is the matter? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to stand close by me. Now you further away from me. You should place your Mubarak hands upon me. Now I'm not going to get that glory of your Mubarak hands on me. My respected brothers and the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at the books of Ahadith, there are so many incidents mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched anything, the barakah that came out. There is a Sahabi who was not well, young boy. And his aunt brings him to Rasulullah ﷺ because he had a pain in his feet. He was a youngster. So he explains, he says, Rasulullah ﷺ made dua for me and he placed his Mubarak hand on my head. He says, Allah's Qasam, this part of my head, the hair remained black throughout my life, and the remaining hair turned white. He lived for 93 or 95 years. Imagine that age. But where Rasul placed his Mubarak hand, that remained fresh and black. Another Sahabi, Rasulullah ﷺ made dua for him. Allahumma jammilhu. And place his hand on his head. Allah, give him beauty. He left this world at the age of 120 years. He says, as he was explaining, that he never found the effects of old age in his life. His bones did not become weak. He remained absolutely handsome. The hair always remained black. Allah give him Jamal. Ummu Khalid, radiallahu ta'ala, young girl. She had gone with her father to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had some work. And she was wearing an outfit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sana, Sana. This was in the Habashi language. So nice, mashallah, very good. Akhriqi, abli. Wear it till it's worn out. Wear it till it's worn out. Wear it till it's worn out. In actual fact, Rasulullah made dua for her to have a long life. She was the last of the Sahabiyat to leave this world. And in there it is mentioned also, either this incident or another incident where the Sahabi went back behind Rasulullah and they saw the Khatmun Nubuwa, the seal of prophethood, size of a pigeon or an apple or a huge button. It was fleshy, had some little bit of hair on it. Beautiful it looked. So she was curious and she began to put her finger there. Father is reprimanding her. Nabi Karim said, leave her alone, leave her alone. He was Rahmatul Alameen. So even the stones that Rasulullah ﷺ had in his hand, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says, we could hear the tasbih of the stones. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. My respected brothers and elders, he was a Rahmatul Alameen. The believers accepted Iman, or the people accepted Iman and Islam, and they practiced upon the Sharia because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through that they get Jannah. Therefore he was a source of mercy for the believers. And ulama say he was a source of mercy for the disbelievers, because as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present there, Allah did not send down an azab that he sent down of the nation to the nations of the past, like floods that came to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and the winds that came to Thamud, and other nations like Lut, the Qawmi Lut, the azab that came to them and destroyed them completely, it did not come on this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because he was rahmatul lil alameen. So much of mercy, so much of compassion, that even he did not tolerate Sahaba burning the colony of ants. He said, who has done this? Only the Rabb of fire can use fire to cause injury or pain or punish any person, anything. Sahaba, they were playing and they had taken away the nestlings of a mother hen. And Rasulullah entered and he saw it fluttering its wings. Man faja'a hadihi bi waladiha. Who is this one who has caused the pain? Give her back, ruddu ilayha. Give her back her children. Sahaba, quickly give it back to her. This was rahmatul alameen. Even when you make qurbani, the man in which you should make qurbani. A camel that came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the heavy load that the master would make it do and the work. Rasulullah immediately reminded that sahabi. So he was a source of mercy. He cried, he shed tears on several occasions. Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passing away, he cried. Somebody asked, Ya Rasulullah, Mahadal Buka, why are you crying? He says, these are tears of mercy. Allah puts mercy in the hearts of people who are ruhama, who have mercy to others. Battle of Muta is taking place in Jordan. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madina Munawwara. Allah opens the entire scene to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh, Zayd has become shaheed. And Fabakar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd bin Haritha, his adopted son. And then after some time he says, Ja'far has become shaheed. And he cries. After some time, Abdullah bin Rawah has become shaheed and he cries. So he cried for his ummah. Imagine in sajda, he would cry so much. For who? Was it for his wives? For his, the Ahlul Bayt, his family, his sahaba, Abu Bakr Siddiq, who? He cried for his entire ummah. You and I, Allahumma ghfir li ummah, li ummati, Allahumma ghfir li ummati, Allah forgive my entire ummah. We mentioned this in the talks. But can we feel that pain? Can we imagine that the sound of a hissing kifl coming out of the chest of Rasulullah in sajda, crying for what? Not for the dunya. So you and I can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. My respected brothers and elders, in short, Rasulullah has huquq upon us. We should make, first of all, believe in Rasulullah. Have the azamat of Rasulullah. Have the true muhabbat for Rasulullah follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. One durood we read and we getting 10 sins are forgiven from us. 10 sawab we getting. 10 ranks in Jannah are just elevated for us. Recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Show the love and muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the demands of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in all our matters, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of you tawfiq to understand the beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to implement this beautiful teaching, the akhlaq he had, the manner in which he dealt with his family, his wives especially. Imagine finding the time to run a race with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. In privacy, of course, not in front of the people. But he found time, being a leader of the nation, being the greatest of Anbiya. But he had time for all of them. When Safiya radiallahu anha fell off the horse, or the camel, Rasulullah went forward, and he wiped off her tears. And he put her back, he mounted her back onto the camel. He did not shout her that you're so clumsy and how could you just fall? No, he showed her the love, the care. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu anhu sees Rasulullah kissing his grandchildren. Atuqabbiluna subyanakum, you kiss your children? The Bishop said, yes, why not? He said, well, I have got 10 children, I never kissed them once in my life. Nabi Akrim said, what should I do then if Allah has snatched away mercy from your heart? Man la yarham la yurham. You don't show mercy to people, Allah won't show mercy to you. He's reading Salah. And some of his grandchildren jump on his back. Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hussein radiallahu anhu. Umama has also been mentioned. She was adopted child of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She climbs on his back. So once, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remain in that condition. As long as the child was playing on his back, he did not raise his head or his back. Why? Having this fear that my child will get hurt. We become angry with our children. Don't you know I'm reading namaz? So once Hassan radiallahu ta'ala jumps on the back of Rasulullah sallam, and he's in that beautiful position. So after salah, his sahabi said, oh, what a beautiful conveyance. Ni'mal markub. Markub means conveyance. What a nice conveyance your grandson had. Nabi Kareem said, what are you talking about the conveyance? Ni'mal raqib. What a rider. This is my grandson. He descended from the mimbar, giving khutbah to sahaba. When he saw his Hassan and Hussein, his grandchildren coming in, he left his khutbah, he hugged them, he kissed them. These are my fragrance of Jannah. These are all lessons for all of us to implement. Allah Ta'ala wants to shower His special mercy upon us. And therefore He has given us Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the final Nabi, Khatamun Nabiyyin. No Nabi to come after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the seal of prophethood. This is our aqidah, our belief. And the hadith of Rasul says that Jannat has been made haram for every Nabi to enter until Rasulullah first enters Jannah. And Jannat has been made haram for every nation to enter until the final ummah, that is the ummah of Rasulullah, enters Jannat first. Aren't we lucky people? Aren't we fortunate people? Has Allah not given us a source of mercy and hidayah and gift to us? Let us treat this gift that Rasulullah as something absolutely precious and the most dear to us by following the dictates of Sharia of Allah and Rasulullah throughout the Quran. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Man ata'ani faqad ata'a Allah. Rasulullah says, whoever has obeyed me has obeyed Allah. So may Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ارحم غناكم واعف عنا يا الله forgive us may Allah help us to have the real muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that ishq al muhabbat for beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the sunnah of his must come into our lives may Allah we must make his itaat properly may Allah ya Allah we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah but we are weak may Allah. Ya Allah, we do everything khilaf the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Guide us, may Allah. Forgive us, may Allah. Help us, may Allah. Give us hidayat, may Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, may Allah. Give us the tawfiq of following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The naqshay qadam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our house be right next to his house, may Allah. Ya Allah, we did not see our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya. Do not deprive us on the day of Qiyamah and the hereafter, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with Iman, make us die with Iman, raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give all of us afiyat, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, may Allah. Grant us afiyat from every type of bala of this dunya and akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for all the ni'mat you have given us and being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and having Iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, may Allah. Remove our difficulties. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and Qareeb. You are Alim and Hakim. You know what worries we have, may Allah. You know what pains we are going through, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's naik hajat that he has, may Allah. Remove our difficulties completely, may Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallam. Help and guide the ummah of Rasulullah sallam. Ya Allah, open all your masajid in the world. That those masajid which are still closed, may Allah. Give the people tawfiq to reopen the masajid, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, may Allah. That Haramain Sharifain now is open again, may Allah. And people are now making tawaf easily, may Allah. And people are standing shoulder to shoulder again in salat. Ya Allah, don't snatch away this ni'mat again. Ya Allah, we have faltered, may Allah. We have done wrong. We have desecrated those mubarak places, may Allah. Give the ummat hidayat, may Allah. Give us hidayat, may Allah. Don't make us do haram again, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Protect our youth, may Allah. Protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr.
Azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them kamil shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, all those who are present, Ya Allah, answer the duas. Those who are not here, answer the duas. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.